Improve It peeps. Welcome to the Improve It podcast. I am your host, Erin Deal. And today, my friends, we are diving into the world of empathy, inclusion, and transformative learning. Now, if you're new to the Improve It podcast, welcome. We are a talent development company that is improv infused for the new generation of work. If you hit play on this episode, it is absolutely no coincidence. You are meant to be here today, because if you looked at the title, you have probably already have an idea of where we're going in this show. If you've ever felt unsure about how to approach creating an inclusive space, or if you've struggled with where to start, then this, my friends, is the episode for you. We are talking all about momentum with intention setting this month. And what a better way to start off the new year by being a more empathetic and intentional leader. Now, today's guest is a powerhouse in the DEI space. Vivian Acqua, a renowned DEI executive, is known for her ability to blend strategic thinking with practical tools to address systemic barriers to equity and equality. Vivian is a true game changer in how we think about DEI education. She's pioneering immersed learning methods using virtual reality to create transformational, inclusive experiences. How freaking cool is that? Vivian's worked with top global brands like Heineken, LinkedIn, Google, and Deloitte to drive cultural transformation and foster environments where people feel seen and valued. Her name, meaning water, symbolizes her role as an extinguisher of DEI-related fires. I freaking love that. She brings calm, clarity, and tangible strategies for change everywhere she goes. She's also located in the Netherlands, which was so cool. I was like, it's 5 o'clock her time. We were recording 11 a.m. my time. And I have to tell you, this conversation blew me away. So if you're ready to hear how empathy and virtual reality can combine to create change, I want you to stay tuned, my friends, for an insightful conversation that will leave you inspired to take action. Let's improve it with the one, the only, Vivian Acqua. Okay, Vivian, I am so stoked for you to talk to the Improve It peeps today. Like, I truly feel like this conversation is so needed. It's so needed now. Welcome to the Improve It podcast.
Thank you, Erin, for having me. I'm so excited. And people don't know, Erin is the best hype woman host that I have so far for doing an interview on a podcast. So I just want to share that. She's the best hype woman, period.
Oh my God. I'm going to receive that. I'm working on receiving things in 2025. I receive that. Thank you. I appreciate it. It's very intentional. So I appreciate that. And I, speaking of intentions, want to talk to you because this month on the show, we are talking all about momentum in intention setting. We always, no matter what month it is, we always set an intention for the top of the show. So what is one word that you want to give the Improve It peeps today? What's a one-word intention that you want to use to guide the conversation?
I would like alignment.
Okay, I feel that. You know those little chill bumps you get when you hear the right thing? I was like, and chills. So, and seen and chills. I'm here for that. I'm so here for that. So alignment is going to guide us through. Let's talk about just this theme of intention setting for just a moment. Is there a time in your life that you have had real momentum with intention setting, or you set an intention and then it came to fruition? Can you tell us about that? And what was your mindset? How did you get to that spot?
Ooh, that's a whole lot of questions that you're asking. Yeah. I would say that I always dreamt to become a mom. But the moment that I became a mom and of such a amazing person. That was it for me. A lot of people don't know that I faced maternity walls discrimination. So I faced pregnancy discrimination. And there were some moments that I could have lost my child because of the bullying and harassment in the workplace. Luckily, I didn't. He's now 11, and I'm so grateful for him being my Yoda, my little Yoda, that is the beacon for the work that I'm doing at the moment right now. So when it comes to alignment, when it comes to being a mom and being inspired by my Yoda, my life coach, my everything for the work that I'm doing right now, that will be it.
Vivian, okay. First of all, I love that you called him your life coach and your Yoda, because I have a 5.5-year-old son. What's your son's name? Do you mind sharing that? You don't have to share it.
Orlando.
Okay. My son is Jackson, and I do feel like they're our greatest teachers. And I love that you had an intention to become a mom, and then through some of the challenges, which I hate that that happened to you, but you gained purpose and are teaching the lessons learned so other people don't have to go through what you went through. That's alignment.
Exactly. I wanted a better future for my child and his generation, right? So instead of being part of the problem or pointing fingers, I want to be part of a solution and support those who are open and willing to win. Because at the end of the day, the work that I'm doing and the work that you're doing, we are creating spaces where leaders, where organizations are leading to win.
Vivian, this conversation was meant to happen today, okay? I'm loving everything. It is in full alignment. And I know our listeners, our Improve It peeps, are nodding in agreement, because that is it. That is it. So speaking of our peeps, I want to play, I got a voice note from one of our listeners that I thought would be super applicable to you and I's conversation. So I'm going to play it, let you hear it, and then we'll talk through it. Here you go.
Hey, Erin, I've been trying to be more intentional about empathy in my work, but sometimes I feel like I'm walking on eggshells. How do you encourage people to approach inclusivity without feeling like they're constantly worried about saying the wrong thing?
Okay. So that message, again, just came to us. And I was like, okay, we're using this question with Vivian. We're going to break it down. We love our peeps community, because they really do, our peeps care deeply about people. And I think that is a fear. When we talk about DEI, people are afraid of saying the wrong thing. They want to be empathetic, but there is a strong fear that I'm going to make a mistake. So let's just take it back. Let's use this as our guide to keep us in alignment, because I love this intention. What brought you to this journey? Is there anything that inspired you to become an advocate for empathy and inclusion? What was that? What was that turning point?
For me, the turning point was I faced different challenges in the workplace, but the tipping point was literally the harassment that I was talking about. And I wanted to play a bigger role in supporting people, in creating inclusive environments as well. And I know that it's not an easy feat, but it can be done. And we can make mistakes. We need to make mistakes so that we can learn from that, and so that we can apply our growth mindset when doing that as well.
I love that. Okay. Well, I know you shared that story about Orlando, and what a story to overcome. What a personal journey too. Motherhood is so vulnerable, and like to be going through some discrimination and bullying while you're that in that vulnerable state, and to work through that and to heal, Vivian, is so beautiful. So thank you for taking the time to go in and deeply understand so you can share. Like that's it.
Yeah, thank
you. You're a life coach. Okay. You and Orlando are life coaches here. So, so we talk about empathy. Empathy is like one of my favorite words. It's the secret sauce. I literally wrote a book about it, right? Like, what role do you see empathy playing in terms of truly inclusive spaces? And it could be personal, it could be professional, but how important is empathy in setting the tone for those safe spaces?
I mean, I would have to connect it to a catalyst survey. What they did was those who are working under an empathetic leader are thriving, are more innovative. And also there is more workplace engagement, right? I will definitely make sure to share that link with you so that you can share also the fact as well. And those who are not working, or those who are working on a leader who's not empathetic, the figures are very low. There's a lot of disengagement as well. And also one of the presidents was talking about the whole world right now is dealing with an empathy deficit where we are blaming those who are others whilst not knowing their story, because it's not an easy feat to leave everything behind and walk away from that. And I can also make that connection with what's happening in LA right now, where a lot of people are pointing their fingers to those who have more, whilst they have lost their houses and they have lost their memories, they have lost their valuables, the pictures, some things they cannot digitalize, that those memory cannot be digitalized, but yet people who maybe don't have it or maybe have a different point of view looking towards them like, why are you crying? And I'm just like, what would you do if you would lose everything today without no warning?
Yeah. And that's true empathy right there, is saying, put yourself in that person's spot, not their shoes, like embrace that full body experience of what that would mean to literally lose everything, which is so devastating. And I love that you know, I was telling you this before, sometimes we record, you know, a few weeks in advance of an episode coming out. We are literally recording this the week before it comes out. And LA right now is still currently experiencing the fires. There's continuous, you know, news cycles about going to different spots. We have team members of ours actually in LA. My podcast manager, Rachel, is actually there, and she had to take all of her stuff and go to San Diego. And there's a fear right now that it's getting closer to her apartment. And so just keeping that empathy in mind as we witness just trauma and a collective state of trauma and really putting yourself in the shoes of those humans. I love what you said and how you tied it back to something we have going on right now. And I want to get to our peeps question too. I want to use it as sort of the guiding light, but I have to talk to you about this because I've never talked to anyone in this show about virtual reality. In like 4 years, we haven't talked about VR. Okay. So you have this unique approach. You are a DEI expert, but you use virtual reality to train. Is that right? So can you walk us through how VR enhances this experience, how it drives transformation? Tell us all the things.
Okay, I will definitely do that. So VR has a way to immerse people and put them literally in the ocean, whether it's a small ocean or a bigger ocean, right? For you to be able to understand what it feels like to be me within 5 minutes. And it connects on a deeper level. I am able to connect to your intrinsic motivation within those 5 minutes, because afterwards, people are able to connect and understand, oh, this is what it means when I have a good intention, bad outcome. This is what it means when I unintentionally exclude people with my behavior or with what I'm saying. This is what it feels like, or the bitter distaste of being excluded. That's what VR can do. And I know that there are many podcasts, many videos, many movies, many books, but so many times people don't understand. And especially as a leader, I want to address this also to the leaders, to the managers. When somebody comes to you, talks about something that's challenging, maybe harassment or something else that is difficult, are you understanding? Are you supporting them, or are you maybe dismissing a certain situation because you know the person who did something upon that person, and you could never believe that that person that you know, you like, trust as well, would ever do such harm? But you don't know what you don't know. And people behave in mysterious ways with amongst other people, right? So for leaders to train their muscle, but also to add this into their toolbox, I use virtual reality with realistic scenarios, not avatars, because I don't know if the people who are wearing those headsets are gamers, right? That's a younger generation. And the leaders that I'm talking to is more our generation or older. And it's important for them to lead better and to understand that there are so many things that are invisible for them, or so many things that they haven't experienced or will never experience, right? So to get that sneak preview of an experience that causes you to feel the impact of exclusion, that's where many leaders feel empowered towards becoming a better inclusive leader, understanding better, show up, and also be in a microdose way, be confronted with your own unconscious biases without me pointing a finger towards you.
Oh my gosh. Okay, wait. Can we like talk through this? So let's say I'm your client. How would this work? You would say, go on this portal or go on this website. Tell me, walk me through it, Vivian. I gotta get a feel.
I will explain it. So first of all, I always do this. I start with an alignment presentation. So most of the times it's either inclusive leadership, or maybe we want to talk about power and privilege, or maybe we want to talk about neurodiversity, right? That's about a half hour, 45 presentation. And then we break up the group in smaller groups. So the biggest number within a virtual reality group needs to be 10. And it's always offline because I need to be able to see your body movement. I can now only see everything, you know, above your chest, what's happening. But I need to be able to see how you are moving, how you are responding to the different scenarios, because different people respond in different ways. Right? Some people are more fidgety with their body language, and some people are very stiff with the body language. Right? So I need to make sure that I see you and we support you in a psychological safe space where you're going through this experience where I literally catapult you to the moon. You see that experience. And that may be an experience about neurodiversity. That may be an experience about power and privilege. That may be an experience about a Me Too situation. That can be so many other things. We have different scenarios as well. And then after those 5 minutes, it's important to safely bring you back to Earth. Some people enjoy the ride. Some people don't enjoy the ride, right? So it's important to bring you safe to Earth. And what you get to see, because you and 9 other people watch the same experience. But because your backpack is different, because of your work experience, because of your lived experience and the way that you were raised, you will notice different things. And you will experience different things as well. And the moment that everybody is back to Earth, everybody has gone through that experience, that's when the debriefing happens. And that's also another powerful moment where you learn to expand your lenses. You learn to add on different glasses of other people because they enriched what you experienced as well. And after that, we always end with a micro action. What is it that you're going to do? What action will you take at the end of, within a month to become a inclusive leader?
I love it. Can I get super like technical here? Are the 10 people sitting in like a theater and you play a video, or how do they see the virtual reality? How do you take them to the moon?
So only 5 people get the headsets first.
Yep.
Only 5 people get the headsets because I shared something about the body language. It's important that people recognize the nonverbal communication, what's happening oftentimes, but oftentimes people dismiss that, oh, she's a bit grumpy or she's a bit bitchy or, oh, Peter had an off day, don't go to him. But this is the ideal moment for you to have that conversation with your colleague and ask, how can I help you? I noticed that something is off today. Is there something that I can support you with? But we don't do that. We label it as bad and we never you know, we never address it. And then, you know, something small grows and becomes something big because why? We never addressed it. The five other people that don't wear the headsets, they see the whole body movement. They haven't been through that experience yet, but they see the whole body movement. And based upon that body movement, they notice a few things. And then they do the switcheroo. Both have seen it. Both have seen the body language. And then we have that conversation with each other.
That is powerful. I'm thinking of teams. You know, I have an internal team of six, but I have a facilitator crew of about 15. And if I had all of those people in the same space witnessing other people witness the virtual reality piece, and then you flip-flop, and then you talk about it, how freaking powerful. You know, you and I do a lot of the same things, just different mechanisms. You know what I mean? I use improv.
It is powerful.
Yeah. And you use this like VR tool, which is so freaking cool. I've never heard of that. I mean, I have heard of it, but I've never had it broken down like that. So I'm glad we were able to chat through that because I just think it's so powerful and what a cool exercise and what a cool thing for them to experience. It's experiential learning at its finest, to see, to do, to feel, and then discuss. So freaking cool.
And there are also other things that I can share about the VR. So PwC did a study about why training with VR can be beneficial, right? So the moment that you provide a training, there might be somebody in the room with their phone. So they might not be that focused or there's something on their mind. But by wearing the VR headset, people are four times more focused. And also they have the confidence. They have the confidence of 275%. Why? Because they are able to test it in a safe space, step on somebody's toes without really stepping on somebody's toes, but at least they practice it and they know how they would respond initially. But now that they know, they can do better the next time so that the next time they won't respond in a horrible way, maybe, than the second time.
Oh my gosh. So freaking cool. All right, Improve It peeps. I got to cut the show for just a minute. You know, we like to keep things ad-free around here, but I wanted to make sure you knew about some really cool things we have going on at Improve It, the professional development company. Actually, we're an improv-infused talent development company for the new generation of work. And I know you. You are a people leader, a disruptor. You love to do things outside of the box. So what better way to do that than with intention setting, by paying attention to intentions all year long and designing the year, the month, the quarter ahead of your dreams. Now, in this intention setting workshop, which is great either virtually or in person for your team, you're going to create personalized routines, identify your core values, and set actionable steps to make this year, month, quarter the best yet. Now, like I said, it's available both in person or virtually, and it's the perfect way to give your team intention, focus, and joy going into any new month, quarter, or year. So it can be done any month, anytime, anywhere. It is a brand new service offering from Improve It. Reach out to us at learntoimproveit.com. to learn more. It's great for groups of up to 50 in a virtual setting, and we can do it for a group of up to 100 in person. That's learntoimproveit.com to learn more. Let's get back to the show. This goes into our question from our Improve It peep about those people who want to do well. There's a lot of people who have great intentions, and I can't think of a person that I know that has bad intentions. But people want to be more inclusive, right? But they're afraid. They're afraid of doing that in outside of that safe setting. So for those people who want to be more inclusive, but they're afraid of saying or doing the wrong thing, what advice would you give them to help them navigate this journey?
I would say, besides, you know, doing the VR training, I would say pick one topic or pick one part of the equation of diversity, equity, and inclusion that you want to challenge yourself in, but also repeat the following mantra, and that is, I will make a mistake. The moment that I will make a mistake, I will apply my growth mindset, because by applying my growth mindset, I learn from that mistake and see that mistake as a lesson to do better the next time. I don't believe in perfectionism, so we need to stop creating this perfect ideal world, or within DEI landscape, you are not allowed to make a mistake. I'm not asking you to be a robot. I'm asking you to be as human as possible and learn from those lessons, those valuable lessons. That's what I'm hoping. And maybe it could be active listening. Maybe it could be having that authentic conversation with somebody to understand where they are from, right? So showing your interest in somebody else. And please explain why you're doing that, so that that person also know your intrinsic motivation and can support you during that journey. And ask that person to be your accountability partner so that they can be a mirror for you as well.
Oh my gosh. I will make a mistake. I will make a mistake. And when I do, I will apply my growth mindset.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I heard that, you know, years ago when I became a leader. That would have made a lot of sleepless nights a lot better. Because we're all going to do it. We're human. Like you said, we're not robots. And from my own personal journey, I'm not, it's, let me say this. When you have an idea, maybe you feel me on this, Vivian, to be a business owner, and you have an idea and you're like, I am so passionate about this idea. I'm going to make it happen no matter what. There's never really a handbook. Like, I was in student council, but there's never like a leadership handbook. Like, there's a ton of books out there, but you kind of just got to go and do it and learn. And most of the time, you're learning from making the mistakes. And
true.
You know what I mean?
Leadership, it applies to becoming a parent, right?
Yes!
Those kids don't come with manuals.
They sure do not. And I'm like, I know they're... Like, as much as we try to not mess our child up, I'm like, I know there's things psychologically that are just subconsciously seeking in every single day that I'm not even aware of yet.
Yeah.
And that's okay. Yeah. So just showing up and trying your best and trying, I think, is just trying, right? Like, that's, I'm hearing you say that too. Showing up with the best of intentions and allowing yourself to be imperfect. Freaking love it, Viv.
True. But learn from your mistake. Learn.
Yes.
You know, show that you have learned. Don't repeat and make that same mistake, because that's where the friction comes from.
You know, and there's so much truth to that too. If there's a saying that is not coming to my mind. There's no testimony without the test. That's not it. There's a quote that I'm trying to think of, but it's really like learning that lesson that is so important. Because if we, as leaders, people are watching always, and this was sort of the point I was getting to a minute ago. We don't realize that every single thing that we do is under a microscope. And, you know, and so when you do make a mistake, that just feels, for me personally, as a recovering perfectionist, it feels like a mistake times 300, even though literally, you know, myself and team are the only people who know. So just being okay within those moments to say, I made the mistake, owning up to it, and then also learning and showing that you're learning by action, right? So, okay, Viv, I have a special guest coming into our podcast right now. He is my 8-pound toy poodle named Big Deal. No mistakes, only gifts. He's scratching at my door. So I'm going to bring him in, say hi to Viv, and he'll join us here the rest of this show. Here he is. This is... He's 13 years old with horrible breath, and also he's blind. So we love him, but when he scratches, I'm like, okay, let's get him. Okay, so I want to talk to you too, because you have worked with so many companies, so many high profile companies, and you've done that with your DEI work. Is there any specific strategy that you would say to a people leader listening here today that they could implement right away if they don't feel confident in where their company is going with DEI? Is there anything that if somebody is in their car right now listening, we're in the shower with you, I know this is an intimate experience, wherever they are in their journey, can you give them something that they could just say, hey, after this episode, I'm going to go try this?
I mean, there are some tangible things that you can do. I understand that there are some companies in the US that are walking away from DEI, but that doesn't mean that you cannot become an inclusive leader, right? So I would say have that conversation with your team members about how they feel and what you can do and how you, within your budget, can still show up and support them with their growth as well. I also have these Amplify DEI cards where I would love to give the listeners a 10% discount where they can have that conversations individually. And the funny thing is that these conversation cards contain two categories. So one category is about being aware, unaware, and doing things in action. And there's something that I haven't mentioned before, but I'm known to seduce people with food. And on these cards, there is an intensity level that is mild, that is spicy or hot. And they represent paprika, jalapeno, and also scotch bonnet. So there is a funny twist on this conversation, but still the needed questions prompts or the thought provoking questions are contained within this card set. That you can still have that conversation about that and how you can move forward as an inclusive leader to still activate or amplify diversity, equity, and inclusion, even though your company might be diluting it or might be deactivating as well. I do believe that I have a lot of hope in the leaders that want to still train their inclusive leadership muscles. And what I foresee in the upcoming years is that we need to keep a close eye on the companies that are walking away from that. Because one of the companies, by the way, Boeing, Amy Edmondson talks about this particular story that Boeing a while ago, they had a lot of incidents and that had to do with psychologically unsafe environments where a couple of engineers did not disclose the challenges that they were facing because they were dealing with an environment that was psychologically unsafe. And afterwards, after they did the audit or did the whole legal thing, it came out. This came out. So don't become the next Boeing. That's what I would say.
Which I love that example. Is the intention behind the card deck maybe to pull a card every day and use that as your action plan for DEI? Or how does it work?
It can be used like that. So it's very flexible on using that. So for instance, one of the card decks contain this question and I'll read it out loud. So does your workplace culture allow for practices that help normalize conversations, for instance, about racism or whatever ism that can take place? And a team together with a leader can craft their own DEI recipe or can craft their own inclusion recipe based upon the card. So you can use them for an icebreaker. You can use them for your quarterly conversations that you're having together with the team. You can use them for constructing a yearly DEI mission statement on what is our focus for this year. So there are many ways that you can use these card decks or even for yourself. So I have two. I have one card deck that is for the individual person or more. They contain more personal questions. And I have the other one that's for teams that contain more DEI questions or thought-provoking questions for the company and for you to be able to win as a leader, but also as a team member for you to thrive during this these challenging times when it comes to DEI so that you can become better and win as a leader or as a department as well.
I love it. Okay. We'll give you the link, Improve It Peeps, in the show notes. Vivian is giving us 10% off on both decks. Is that right? Both decks or just
decks. Okay. And it's valid till for the whole year, whole 2025. Yay. I want to be able to give to you that. Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you. And we will put those in the show notes. So if you want an action item just today, get this card deck, 10% off, go to the link in the show notes, and it's valid. This is recorded in 2025 through 2026. So heck yes. Okay, where do you see the future of DEI going? Where, in your opinion, do you see, especially with all these emerging technologies and the evolution of workplace culture, where do you see it going?
I see it more evolving. I can understand that many companies may choose to rebrand it towards inclusion as long as underwater, they are still honoring the different topics so that everybody can feel safe. Everybody is creating an environment where everybody's thriving, right? I also believe that DEI or the work for DEI, it's not only the responsibility of the managers. It's also a responsibility of everybody, right? So it's important to not only hold the managers or the leaders accountable, but also the individuals, as long as you give them the right tools. So don't go say, Vivian said that, give them the right resources and tools, and then work on that. Every year, work on that, do better, because it's a marathon. It's not a sprint. There is eventually the end goal is inclusion, but it's always a work in progress, right? And the way that you work, the speed that you work, that's something that you can discuss with your team so that everybody is aligned regarding that topic and regarding the speed.
There's that intention right there. Alignment. There it is. There it is. I freaking love it. And I always ask every guest this question. We say at Improve It that it is that thing that brought you to this earth. It is the thing that you are here to do. So what is your it, Vivian?
My it is to bring joy by creating bite-sizable DEI strategies or tools so that my son has a better future. I'm just literally creating a virtual soil so that the seeds of DEI land better and they are nurtured better. That's what I'm doing.
Okay, I kind of want to cry. Like that freaking Orlando was so lucky. What an amazing mother. And what a gift to give Mother Earth, okay? You're doing all of the things. Thank you, Vivian,
for your work. Thank you.
Thank you for being here. I want you to tell all of the Improve It Peeps community, where can they find you?
I am reachable via LinkedIn, so Vivian Acqua, or reachable via amplifydei.com. But make sure that you connect with me on LinkedIn because I share so many good stuff, fun stuff as well. And necessary stuff as well about diversity, equity, and inclusion. And please reach out. Also, let me know that you're reaching out from Improv as well, because I would love to let also Erin know that her peeps are coming from here as well. And looking forward to connect.
Oh my gosh, you're amazing. We are so grateful we had you on this show. Thank you for your light, for putting us all in alignment today.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just so grateful that you are in our orbit. Thank you, Vivian.
Thank you, Erin, for having me.
Improve It peeps. What a woman. Now, as we wrap up today's conversation with Vivian, I first of all just love everything about her. I know you did too. I want to leave you with this thought. Empathy isn't just about understanding others. It's about taking intentional action to create spaces where everyone feels seen, heard, and valued. So whether you're leading a team or you're fostering change within an organization, I want you to remember this. Inclusivity starts with you. So what is one step you can take today to be more empathetic and inclusive? What is one tangible step, whether it's getting the card deck from Vivian, whether it's listening to how she used this VR and implementing it for your team, whether it's sending this episode to a leader on your team to talk about DEI and start the conversation? What is one thing you can take to be more empathetic and inclusive? I want you to know that I am so proud of you, my friends, for being here today. Please check out the show notes for all the links that we discussed in today's episode to get to know Vivian, to get her card deck, to learn more about our intention setting workshop. You can find all of those in the show notes. And if today's show inspired you, I'm going to ask a favor. I would love for you to leave a review. You can even write a question in the comment section of iTunes in the Apple Podcast app. Just scroll down, hit 5 stars, leave write a review, and you can write your question right in there. It really means so much to us, and it helps bring more amazing guests like Vivian to our show. So other than that, my friends, you know what I'm going to say? Keep failing, keep improving, because this world needs that very special it that only you can bring. I'll see you next time.
Podcast.